My mom was one of a kind, a true gift to her children and grandchildren. She was born and raised in the heart of America, a small farming town in North Dakota. From her college days in California to her service as a wave in World War II, she carried her beauty and grace with intelligence and a heart of gold. These letters were given back to her after her mom died and were in a drawer until now. This is a snapshot of a life well lived, ordinary observations at an extraordinary time in our country's history. Her name was Lorraine. I hope you enjoy her journey. September 23rd, 1946, Pensacola, Florida. Dearest folks, you people think of the nicest things. I got your letter at work this noon. Today was the first day I've had everything to myself. John went on leave, so it was quite a day. It goes better, though, when I'm by myself because I know what's been done. I sure hope they get someone else in so that I can have a little time off, too. Maybe get my tonsils out, etc. I got a temporary filling in that tooth. The dentist said that if it didn't bother me in a week, I should come back and he would fill it. Otherwise, it would have to come out. It hasn't bothered me yet, and that was last Friday. Saturday's drill went off fine. We hupped for about an hour and a half, then back to work till 10 that night. I sure enjoyed Sunday, as you can well imagine. We missed church the first time. For one thing, it was raining pitchforks, and another was we woke up at 09:15 for a 10 o'clock church. That's not good. Another girl came today, the PHM who was awaiting orders. Two waves from the Separation Center in Minneapolis came in today by plane en route to Jacksonville, Florida for duty. That's where I wish we could have been stationed. Boy, some people are lucky in this man's army. They got a hop from Minneapolis to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, from there to Washington, D.C., from there to here, and then Wednesday, they're going on to Jacksonville. We had quite a reunion tonight. It was fun to hear about the house. I can't imagine them moving a big house like that. So Marion's husband divorced her. Too bad. I wonder how Ruth will like being a farmer's wife. She doesn't look like the type. It's been raining such a lot lately. It rained again tonight. They say October is a nice month down here. Mama, almost forgot. We can wear civilian clothes. I was going to write a special letter about that. We can wear them going right off the base on Liberty and on leave. I haven't taken advantage of it yet, really, because Ruthie doesn't have any yet, but it's awfully nice to know that we can wear them. Good night now. We'll write. You too. Love, Lorraine. Writing a letter to someone you love is pretty much a lost art. We are so tied to social media and the immediacy of communication, we've moved away from pen and paper. The letters I'm reading are a little tattered, but still in their original envelope. What I would like you to take away from each episode of this podcast is one thought. Almost a century ago, our world was in chaos. Some things never change. Then and now, there are still people in this world who understand the power of a selfless attitude. Just like Lorraine, these people make our world better. Thanks for listening. The Letters from My Mother podcast, copyright 2024.